And one of the highlights of Pope Benedict XVI's apostolic voyage to the United States will be his meeting with different non-Christian religious leaders on April 17th at the Pope John Paul II Cultural Center in the capital, Washington, D.C. Among those present will be leaders of the Islamic religion. Professor David Forte of Cleveland State University's Law School is a consultor for the Pontifical Council for the Family and an expert on Islamic law. He says Pope Benedict has changed the nature of dialogue between Christians and Muslims, and it is a change for the better.
What Pope Benedict wants to do, from everything that I can divine from his previous actions, is to engage the Muslims at the human level. That is to say, to ask the Muslims, what is it that a religious person is truly about? What is his individual and freely chosen relationship to God? That is the commonality we all have as religious persons, irrespective of whatever particular doctrines we may hold or whatever particular dogmas on which we may differ. In that sense, our religious dialogue or conversation or engagement should be above and transcendent of politics. In that sense, I believe Pope Benedict is calling upon and respecting in the deepest and most profound manner the spiritual traditions of Islam, and ask that we speak from the spiritual traditions rather than from the legal elements or doctrinal differences that we may possess.